You're listening to SBS News.
The world is set to record a devastating milestone of 1 million coronavirus deaths and 33 million infections. The United States, India, and Brazil are still the most affected countries. Meanwhile, in Spain's capital, Madrid, over 50,000 small Spanish flags have been planted in rows in Roma Park to commemorate victims of COVID-19. Volunteers are believed to have worked in secrecy to place the flags on a grassy slope overlooking a highway. Honorio Hernandez lives in Madrid and says it's a moving gesture for those who have lost their lives.
I think it's a beautiful homage to the victims, a lot better than the homage that was given by the Prime Minister. I have been to the Arlington National Cemetery and this reminds me of that. These people at the very least deserve this, if not much more.
Authorities in Madrid recently increased the number of areas under restrictions that prohibit unnecessary movement, reduce occupancy in shops and restaurants, and close parks. Those measures apply to around 1 million people of the 3 million population. Elsewhere in Madrid, over 1,000 residents in a lockdown neighbourhood have protested outside the regional parliament building, rallying for better health services and a more rigorous response to the second wave. Here's IT technician Monica Caballero.
What the administration of the Madrid region is doing to fight the pandemic is totally insufficient. And what I and all of us want is that the resources and money that the central government and regional government have invested are in public health to reinforce it.
In Barcelona, the famous Catalan Theatre launches its new opera season with some conditions. COVID-19 safety protocols have been put in place to limit the spread of the virus, and it's making students like Irene Hosa feel at ease.
I felt quite safe when entering because at the entrance they separated us in the queue, and here inside seats are also separated. There's disinfectant gel everywhere, and that's why I feel safe if the situation of the pandemic worsens. I don't know if we should continue to do this, but for the moment, I think it's also important to preserve culture.
As part of the new safety measures, people have to sanitise their hands, get their temperature checked, and obey physical distancing. Some seats are left empty between rows. In the United Kingdom, when the coronavirus pandemic struck, closing offices and workspaces wasn't an option for all businesses. British railway infrastructure operator Network Rail will see its workers trial a new social distancing app called Mind the Gap, which uses Bluetooth to detect nearby devices and ultrasound to calculate the distance between people. Network Rail's group director Martin Frobisher says it's all about finding solutions to keep people safe.
We use this on a voluntary basis. We're not mandating it. What we're saying to our colleagues is, here's a tool that can help keep you safe. We think it's a good idea. It's for you to use. We stress that Mind the Gap doesn't track anybody. What it is, it's like a continuous electronic tape measure. It measures the different distance between colleagues, yeah? But it doesn't track where they've been. It keeps no data records. It's just that continuous tape measure and continuous alert.
The applications communicate to each other by making an audible beep and displaying a caution alert on the app screen when someone comes too close. Developers started working on the application in April during the United Kingdom's countrywide virus lockdown. Meantime, it was chaos in the Nottingham City Centre in England on Saturday after a 10 p.m. curfew for bars and pubs was enforced for the first time because of new measures aimed at curbing the spread of COVID-19. The streets were packed with large crowds of people partying, dancing, singing, fighting and stumbling about, but failing to observe social distancing. It even continued after police arrived. In Greece, demonstrators have gathered in the city of Thessaloniki, rejecting health guidelines. Bar workers, shopkeepers and restaurant owners blocked roads because they want lockdown measures scrapped. In China, though, vehicle sellers showing optimism about China's market potential. The 2020 Beijing International Automotive Expo, also known as Auto China 2020, got underway in Beijing over the weekend and runs until October 5. It's the only elite vehicle showcase to go ahead since the pandemic began. Rolls-Royce Motor Cars director Leon Lee is excited about its potential.
I think globally, we still face a lot of challenge due to COVID-19. But in China, I think with the very quick containment of the pandemic by the Chinese government, I think we have seen lots of promising signs starting from second quarter. Also, this momentum is carried over into third quarter. So we have seen a better than expected recovery from the Chinese market.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.